Today is the 8th Sunday after Pentecost. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Everything we have, everything we be, we are, everything we possess, is a gift from God. This includes our physical and spiritual talents, and whatever material goods we may possess. We received all of that. This means that we are not the absolute masters, but we are rather stewards of God's gift and should use them in the way God intends them to be used. The first purpose of our human earthly existence, the reason why God created us, is that we might attain heaven, eternal life, in the face-to-face vision of God. A major source of evil in the world is a secular attitude that man is the absolute owner of all he possesses, that he can do as he pleases with his possessions, that he is not accountable to anyone except himself. And Jesus offers a very clear correction of this opinion in the gospel of today. The world says there is no objective law one must conform to. There is no divine, no natural law. Man is autonomous. Gratify yourself, accumulate as much wealth as you can, since wealth guarantees access to power and fame. You are accountable to no one but yourself. You can create your own reality from your conscience according to your own ideas, even in opposition to the teaching of Christ. The gospel message of Jesus is very different. He says, seek first the kingdom of God, and all things you need will be given to you. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Love God above all things, and your neighbor as yourself. Seek heavenly goods first, not earthly goods. Seek eternal realities first, because they last, not the material worldly things which pass away. Jesus says that the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field. He says also that it's like a pearl of great price. And he tells us that we have to sacrifice everything to possess it. Saint Augustine said, what is not eternal is nothing. In today's parable, God is obviously the rich man. And the steward is you and I, his agents. So we must use our talents wisely according to God's law. Eventually, at the judgment, we will have to give an account of our stewardship. There is a judgment. It's a dogma of faith. It is a forbidden truth today, but it's in the gospel, the judgment. If we would lead our life according to the judgment of God, we would avoid a lot of sins. Since God is bountiful and generous with us, we in turn should be generous in using our talents and goods to help others. We might be shocked this morning at the praise the master heaps on the unjust steward. But he is praised for his cunning and foresight, not for his injustice. He has cancelled his bad stewardship by being generous with his neighbor. We should be more diligent in living well and serving our neighbor than the children of this world are in seeking wealth and pleasure. Their pleasures are temporal and they do not last. The prize we seek is permanent and lasting. The words of Jesus are very clear. Seek first the kingdom of God and his justice, and all these things will be given to you besides. Let us be careful to note the steward is condemned for his bad stewardship, but he is praised for his generous charity. He betrays the master when he wastes his good to him entrusted, and he comes back in the grace of the master when he uses the same goods for others and relieves their pain. God will never blame us for the generosity with which we use the goods he entrusted to us. Our life, our earthly life, is short. Let us then exercise all our zeal as long as we can do it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.